Welcome to the 60-Second Planner from Limeburg Information Services, on the web at limeburgservices.com. Here's Bob Keebler.
In Richardson Roy v. Johnson, the Third Circuit ruled that an ERISA action for benefits brought by the ex-wife of a pension plan participant was barred by a one-year statute of limitations. In 1994, Richardson Roy and her husband divorced. At the time of her death, Howard was employed and retired 4 years later. Electing to begin pension benefits in 1998 with survivor spouse coverage for his new wife, Cheryl. In 2010, 1 month after Howard died, Cheryl began receiving spousal benefits. 2 months later, Richardson Roy obtained a quadro from a local family court. The plan administrator subsequently advised Richardson Roy that it determined that the quadro would not be qualified because it did not exist before Howard's death. In 2014, almost 4 years after the plan administrator's original decision, Richardson Roy filed a civil action pursuant to ERISA. The Court of Appeals found that the district court properly held that Richardson Roy's ERISA claim was not timely filed and properly rejected her argument that no statute of limitations was applicable to her claim. While ERISA does not have its own statute of limitations for recovery of benefits, the federal courts are authorized to borrow the most analogous statute of limitations from the state forum when deciding whether a federal claim has been timely pursued. The one-year limitation period set forth under Delaware law is applicable to a claim recovery for benefits under ERISA. The instant action was not filed for almost 3 years after the likely deadline for the lawsuit. On behalf of Limeburg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler with a 60-Second Planner.